Tonight's a night many Boston Celtics fans have been waiting for. The Celts and their big three, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen, open the season at the Garden against the Miami Heat. Hoping for a fresh start after losing last year's NBA championship to the Lakers, the Celts have added the Shaq to the lineup. Gary Tangway will be covering tonight's game and the rest of the season for the Celts. Gary reports on the NBA for ComcastSports.net, and he's on the line with us now to talk with us this morning. Gary, thanks for speaking with us at the start of another season.
Well, hopefully I'll be talking to you at the end of the year from Los Angeles or someplace out west again for the championship.
Well, let's hope that's the case, but let's start at the beginning, and let's start by talking about the Shaq. The big Aristotle was the Celtics' big offseason acquisition. Shaquille O'Neal already has plenty of fans. He's been very entertaining in the preseason, but does this guy, this 38-year-old center, have much left in the tank?
I think he has just enough. What Doc Rivers has to do is make sure Shaq is ready for the playoffs. That's what it's all about with him. I think Shaq's going to play in about 50 games this season. I don't think he can play in any more. I think they have to protect Shaq from himself because he's extremely enthusiastic. It's been hard on that lower body carrying at 360 pounds of the big shamrock, if you will.
So how much is age a bigger factor on this team in this way? Can Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, all aging, can they all stay healthy?
Probably not, and that's going to be a factor throughout the regular season. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to go down. Somebody's going to have a nagging injury, if you will. You just have to try to be healthy for the playoffs. You can't control it. You just have to do your best to maintain it. You know, Tommy Heinsohn said it's the Blue Cross team, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So somebody's going to get hurt during the regular season. Guys are going to get rest. Guys are going to have nagging injuries. One of the guys, Ray Allen, knock on wood, he was supposed to be, he's the elder statesman other than Shaq. He was supposed to be the issue when the big three was put together. Geez, can Ray last? Well, Ray, over the last two seasons, played more minutes than anybody.
On the other end of the age scale, so to speak, 24-year-old guard Rajon Rondo emerged as arguably the best player on the team last season. Can he lead this team full of veterans?
He's going to have to, and he can. Rondo is the MVP of this team. He's the key. He's the orchestra leader. He has to bring everybody together, and he will do that. He has the respect of his elders, and that's the most important thing. They all listen to him when he's on the floor, because now they know if they don't, they won't get the ball. It's as simple as that.
Because he's not only the leader, he really controls the game.
Well, he controls the game, there's no question. And I've seen him really develop a relationship with Shaq. Many people thought that Shaq would be a problem for Rondo, that he would clog up the middle and Rondo wouldn't be able to penetrate. Well, what we've seen in the preseason is Shaq is just another big target for Rondo. Rondo has been terrific throwing at Kevin Garnett the alley-oops. Now Shaq just sticks up his big hand, Rondo throws him a baseball pass, and boom, sticks to Shaq's big paw, and he's got it.
The Celtics had a very good preseason. They play their first game tonight. What do you expect for this entire season from the Celtics?
Well, I think that the team is going to play well. I think that the bench will do very well. I think the bench is huge for this team. Their second five could be a lot of teams' starting five. And I think your veterans are going to be rested a lot. And I think there are going to be some games where when you're going to be watching the game, you could say, well, how come Kevin Garnett isn't playing? Or how come, you know, Paul Pierce isn't playing? Or how come, whatever. And Doc's just not going to play these guys. I mean, Doc came clean with us last year and said there were games that they could have won if he had put the veterans back in, and he just wouldn't do it. So that's what you're going to see sometimes. There are going to be games that this team probably loses because the stars are on the bench. Because that particular night, Doc and his staff have said KG is not going over 28 minutes. And he won't go over 28 minutes.
And I think that I know the answer to the next question because you've already hinted at it. You expect this team to make the postseason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything short of, to me, a championship appearance is a failure. This team has to beat the Heat. This team has to beat the Orlando Magic. And if they're healthy, they can.
Gary Tangway covers the NBA for ComcastSports.net and joined us on Morning Edition today. Gary, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Bob, thanks for having me. We'll talk to you in June.
I hope so, and all the fans hope so, too.